And Wesha, what about you? How do you approach teaching partition within a higher education context?
Yes, and again, thank you, Catherine. I think, you know, you address a very important point about the fact that just because it's controversial, that we should not talk about it. The first step is addressing more and more the silence that has surrounded partition. And, you know, we've talked about how that has changed in the last 10 years in terms of research in the last couple of decades. But I would just like to echo Catherine's point, saying that, you know, it's the first step is to not shy away from talking about this violence, but doing so in an extremely sensitive manner in the classroom. And generally, I teach partition not as a course as such, but I teach it as two lectures within my gender in Indian history module. But I have seen how uncomfortable and heavy the classroom gets when we discuss the violence and particularly the very gendered nature of the violence around partition. So this cannot be reiterated enough that the student should be able to express what they want without judgment. At the same time, the class teacher and the lecturer also has to act as a moderator to make sure that we do not have misogynistic views or extremely right-wing views floating around. I mean, second thing which I often try to do is, yes, you know, we do talk about the sexual violence in class. And often, you know, there are interviews, oral interviews, which I give to them as case studies. For example, Manto's short stories, which are translations, which they read, which are extremely graphic. But then when I'm teaching, I try to avoid the gory details and the actual details of the sexual violence, particularly. And because I've seen that they can be extremely disturbing, can create lasting trauma. Rather, what should be focused on is the impact of such violence in terms of long-term effects on society, on gender relations, on how, you know, the contemporary nation state understands gender relations and makes policies on them. And something that I have seen that students are completely unaware of when they come to class about partition is that it's not all about the violence. Partition, yes, horrific violence, and often to a great extent defined by the violence, but there was a very significant component of humanity, of love, of friendships, cross-border love and friendships, which developed. And I think this needs to be told to students as much as we tell histories and stories about violence.
That's really interesting to approach what happened from the perspective of the impact of the violence, rather than simply the graphic details of the violence. Then also understanding that not all relationships during this time were characterized by hatred,